Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Cochlear Endo Support Information Center. My name is Elisa, and how may I help you?
Yes, hi, Elisa. I had been in contact probably about 3 weeks ago with one of your customer service reps who received and forwarded to me the insurance coverage for ordering a new implant, a new device.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've reached out to this individual multiple times and we can't seem to connect, and the phone number she's provided me, every time I call her, the customer relations specialist, it tells me this person is not available and it's a 303 area code.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do. The last information I received for them was December 10th, and they were like, "Oh yeah, reach out, let me know when you want to get, talk." And it's like I can't connect, and I'm getting very flustered, so I don't know what to do, if I have a bad phone number or what.
I am not sure, ma'am, but let me see if we can get you connected with a different customer service rep and see if they can tell you any information regarding you starting the process. And I do
Yeah,
apologize
because
for. Oh, go
I've
ahead.
been
I'm
talking. I talked before with Jessica Martin, but it doesn't. I mean, the number she has is a 303, and when you call it's weird. It's almost like this robotic thing. And I've sent her emails to say, "Can we talk tomorrow, the next day?" Did I? And it's like I'm the insurance company is willing to pay about $8,000, and I just want to have this happen.
Okay. Now, do you already have a customer portal created, ma'am?
I have no idea. I need to put the order in on behalf of my son, and I was working with a customer service rep that I can't get through to, and has the insurance authorization, and there's nothing to put in a portal because I'm
Okay.
so frustrated. I
I am
just need
so
help.
sorry. I'm so sorry.
I
Please hold.
know, I know, but it's like
Instead, let's see about going to, I'm going to see about transferring you to the order status update department and see if they have even started the process of ordering it. And you would need to
No, because
submit.
no, they haven't. They have none of this information. I need this Jessica Martin who's sitting there with the insurance authorization.
Okay.
I don't know how else to do this.
Okay,
Do
let
they
me see.
not work out of an office?
They do work out of the office, ma'am. Let me see about getting you transferred and see if you can speak to someone other than her since you're not able to get in contact with that person. Hold on one moment, ma'am, and I do apologize for any inconvenience you've experienced. Please hold. And thank you for calling Cochlear